dernières musiques et les dernières nouvelles, VOA Afrique.
Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique. Heureuse de vous retrouver pour cette 37e leçon d'anglais English USA. Welcome to lesson number 37. Pendant notre prochaine leçon, vous découvrirez Martin Lerner, sa famille et ses amis sur une plage de l'océan Atlantique. Durant cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire l'aspect physique d'un individu et à répondre à des questions sur vous-même. English USA, diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Exerçons-nous un tout petit peu avant de commencer. Nous allons apprendre à décrire. Première question, which, quel? S'il s'agit d'une personne, ou d'un homme ou d'une femme, which man, which woman, quel homme, quelle femme. Who is that girl? Who is that man? Who is that woman? Who is that boy? Which man? Which woman? The tall girl, the tall man, the short man, the short woman, the big guy, the big girl. Vous les entendrez tous. Écoutez bien.
Daddy, when are you going to come in the water?
Not now, maybe later.
May I go in the water?
Where is Alan? Is he in the water?
No, he's talking to that girl.
Which one?
The tall girl.
They are all tall. Which one?
She's the one with black hair.
Who is that girl?
She's in Alan's class at school.
Do we know her?
I know her.
Do I know her parents? What's her name?
I don't know her name.
Where is your mother?
She's talking to those women.
Where?
Over there. See? She's talking to that short woman.
I see. Yes, that woman is very short. I don't know her.
Mama works with her.
Oh. Where are your friends?
They're not here.
When are they coming?
They're coming this morning, but they're not here yet. See that man? He's my teacher.
Which man?
He's the tall one. He has blue eyes.
I can't see his eyes. What color is his hair?
His hair is brown.
I see two men with brown hair. Is he thin?
No, he's very big. He's big and tall.
And he has brown hair. I see him. What color is his swimsuit?
It's red.
Hello. You aren't swimming, Sue.
Daddy doesn't want to swim.
Can't you watch, Martin?
I don't want to move.
Mama, you come in the water.
Wait a minute. Who is that girl?
Which girl?
The girl talking to Alan.
Which girl is talking to Alan?
The tall one.
Does she have black hair?
Yes.
She's a girl in Alan's school.
She's very pretty.
She's beautiful. I want black hair.
Your hair is very pretty.
Yes, your hair is nice.
When can we go in the water?
Let's go now.
On peut décrire les gens en parlant de leur aspect physique, leur taille, la couleur de leurs cheveux ou de leurs yeux, s'ils sont gros ou minces, etc. La plupart des mots utilisés pour cette description sont des adjectifs. Au cours de cette leçon et des leçons suivantes, vous allez apprendre beaucoup d'adjectifs.
The tall girl.
They are all tall.
She's the one with black hair. She's talking to that short woman.
Yes, that woman is very short.
He's the tall one. He has blue eyes.
What color is his hair?
His hair is brown.
Écoutez ces adjectifs descriptifs et les noms qu'ils décrivent.
Tall. tall girl. Black, black hair. Short, very short. Very short woman. Tall, tall one. Blue, blue eyes. Brown, brown hair.
Maintenant, répondez aux questions de Martin. Et répondez avec un seul mot si c'est plus facile. Autrement, soyez un peu plus descriptif. Par exemple, What color are your eyes? Quelle est la couleur de vos yeux? Je peux répondre, My eyes are brown. Mes yeux sont marrons. Allez-y, à vous de répondre.
What color are your eyes? What color is your hair? Are you tall? Are you thin?
Exerçons-nous avec ces descriptions d'individus. Pensez à une situation qui pourrait être assez typique. Vous êtes au travail, peut-être dans un bureau ou peut-être dans un magasin où vous faites des affaires et vous parlez entre vous ou entre collègues et quelqu'un entre dans la pièce. Un inconnu. Un homme. A man. Tout d'abord, un de vos collègues ou de vos amis dit Who is that man? Qui est cet homme? Who is that man? Bien sûr, il y a plusieurs personnes dans ce magasin ou ce bureau et vous dites Which one? Lequel? Which one? Ceci pourrait bien sûr s'appliquer à une situation où la personne, l'individu, est une femme. Et pareillement, on dirait Which one? Who is that woman? La réponse est la même. Which one? Laquelle? Donc lequel, laquelle, en anglais c'est pareil. Which one? Retrouvons-nous dans cette ambiance. Who is that man? Which one? The tall man. Le grand homme. The tall man. Et s'il y en avait plusieurs de grands hommes? But there are many tall men. Which tall man? Il y en a plusieurs. Lequel parmi eux? Which one? The dark-haired tall man. Celui aux cheveux sombres. The dark-haired tall man. Ah, celui-là. That one. The dark-haired tall man. Do you know him? Le connaissez-vous? Do you know him? Yes. Which one? Cette fois-ci, c'est une femme dans une foule. Which woman? Which one? The short woman. The one with blonde hair? La blonde? The blonde-haired woman? The one with blonde hair? No. The one with dark hair. Blonde, dark. Et bien sûr, toutes les autres couleurs. Il y a tellement de couleurs possibles. Bon, en Afrique, il n'y a peut-être pas tellement de blondes, mais bon, il y a peut-être des femmes avec des tresses. À ce moment-là, on dirait The lady with braids. The woman with braids. Les tresses, braids, c'est très courant. The woman with braids, the short woman with braids. Who is that man? Which one? The short man? No, the tall man. The blonde-haired man? No, the dark-haired man. He's my brother. Who is that woman? Which one? The short woman with braids. The dark woman? No, the fair woman. The fair woman. The dark woman. The short woman. The big woman. The little woman. The thin woman. The small boy. The big girl. Ce sont tous des adjectifs pour décrire une personne, un aspect physique. Very, très. Lorsqu'on veut accentuer un adjectif, très, very. On l'utilise tout simplement devant l'adjectif. The very tall man. The very tall woman. The very short boy. The very pretty girl. La fille très jolie. Des couleurs typiques pour la description d'individus. Par exemple, la couleur de cheveux. Brown. Brown hair. Black. Black hair. Brown eyes. Blue eyes. Blonde hair. Red hair. Dark skin. Fair skin. La peau foncée, la peau claire. Brown skin. Long hair. Short hair. Question. Pouvez-vous vous décrire? Can you describe yourself? Can you describe yourself? I'm going to describe myself. Je vais me décrire. Écoutez bien. I'm a woman. Tout d'abord, je suis une femme. I'm a woman. I'm not very tall. Je ne suis pas trop grande. I have brown eyes. I have brown skin. I have dark hair. I wear braids. Vous m'avez compris? À vous de vous décrire vous-même. Exercez-vous. Regardez-vous dans le miroir. Allez-y. D'écouter la 37e leçon de English USA, première partie. Dans quelques instants, nous allons retrouver Martin Lerner à la plage, toujours, et décrivant des gens autour de lui, donc restez à l'écoute. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Pour ceux d'entre vous qui en ont la possibilité, enregistrez ces leçons d'anglais. Vous pourrez ainsi les réécouter. De nouveau Michel Joseph pour La Voix de l'Amérique. Nous entamons la deuxième partie de cette 37e leçon d'anglais English USA. Nous retrouvons Martin Lerner, sa famille et ses amis. Ils sont à la plage et ils décrivent des gens autour d'eux. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à vous décrire vous-même.
Hi, Dad. Where is Sue?
She's with your mother. They went swimming.
I'm too late?
Yes, you are.
Where are they?
Look out there. Can you see them?
Where?
Can you see two people there?
Maybe. Oh, yes. I see Sue's blonde hair.
Sue's a good swimmer.
And mother is, too.
Who were those girls?
Which girls?
The girls over there. You were talking to them.
They're friends.
Are they from your school?
Some are from school.
Which ones?
Do you see the tall girl? She has black hair. She has a small head and big brown eyes.
Were you talking to her?
Yes, I was.
Yes, I see her.
She's in my class at school. Do you see that woman behind the girls?
Is she sitting?
Yes, she is. She's sitting with a little boy. She's that girl's mother. And the boy is her brother.
Where is the father?
He's bringing food. Do you see that short girl?
The one with brown hair?
No, the one with blonde hair.
Yes, she's standing beside the tall girl.
She's in my school, too. She's not in my class. Her mother and father are here, too. Do you know them?
I don't know. Who are they?
Mr. and Mrs. Kovasar.
I know the name. Where are they?
Mr. Kovasar is that fat man.
He's not very fat. He's only big.
He's fat. He's short and fat.
Which woman is Mrs. Kovasar?
I don't see her.
Who are the other girls?
They're not from my school. I only met them today. Do you want to swim?
Maybe later. You go. Sue likes swimming with you.
Okay. See you later.
Écoutez encore quelques descriptions.
I see Sue's blonde hair. Do you see the tall girl? She has black hair. She has a small head and big brown eyes. She's sitting with a little boy. Do you see that short girl? The one with blonde hair? Mr. Kovasar is that fat man. He's short and fat.
Écoutez ces adjectifs descriptifs et les noms qu'ils décrivent. Par exemple, blonde, blonde hair. Tall, tall girl. Tall man.
Blonde, blonde hair. Tall, tall girl. Black, black hair. Small, small head. Big. Brown. Big brown eyes.
Maintenant, répondez à des questions sur vous-même. Par exemple, what color? De quelle couleur? What color are your eyes? What color is your hair? À vous de répondre.
« What color are your eyes? What color is your hair? Are you short? Are you fat? Are you big?
Et voilà qui termine cette 37e leçon d'anglais. You have learned to describe a person as well as yourself. Vous avez appris à décrire quelqu'un ainsi que vous-même. Are you big? Are you small? Are you short? Are you fat? Retrouvez-nous la semaine prochaine pour une nouvelle leçon d'anglais. In the meantime, practice your English. Until then, goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique. VOA Afrique, la radio de tout le monde.
Hey! Not again.
Musique et infos pour chacun, VOA Afrique. Heures sur 24, VOA Afrique.
It's been so long, long that I haven't seen your face. I'm trying to be strong, strong, but the strength I have is washing.